At home, when you're thirsty and want a drink of water, or if it's time to wash your hands or take a bath, what do? You turn on a faucet and you have water comes out. Well, a long time ago, that wasn't the way it was. There was no water coming into the house. The household had a designated person that they called a water bearer. And they had to walk a long path down to a stream or a river and fill the water pots. It was a long walk, just like this, jugs. And they walked, and they walked. Come on down. Long ways down. It was even longer coming back because the jugs would be full. They fill them up with water, and then they would come back. Every day, every morning, they went to get the water so that the people in the household would have water to drink and to cook with and to clean with. If you'll notice that this pot over on this side has a big crack in it. Whoops. This pot, by the time the water bearer would get back to the household, that pot would be almost empty. And he did this day after day, week after week, month after month, years. Finally, one day, the pot had to speak. It just had to say something. And he told the water bearer, he said, "I'm so sorry." And the water bearer says, "What are you sorry for?" He says, "Because I have a flaw. And I'm not doing my job. When I get back, there's no water for the master's house." And the water bearer looked at it and said, "You know, I've been aware of your flaw. I know about your flaw." He said, "I want you to turn around and look back down the way we just came. You're always on that side, coming back full of water. And as you leak your water out, I've planted seeds there. And look at all the beautiful flowers. Look at these flowers here in honor of my birthday. The flowers that grow along that side of the path are watered because of your flaw. I've used you. And so we have flowers for the master's house." Wow, that's pretty cool. And I want to tell you that we're all water pots. And we all work for the master's house. All of us are flawed. Some of us more flawed than others, but we all have flaws. But we all have jobs to do. We have preachers, and we have teachers, and we have musicians, and we have decorators that make our home, our church beautiful. We have good cooks. We have all these people with all these wonderful gifts, all these jobs to do. And if you ever feel like you're not able to do something, remember that cracked water pot. Know that Jesus will use you. All we have to do is love him, accept him. We give him our hearts and our love. We give him our minds and our thoughts. And we give him our bodies and our actions. And we always trust that he will use us. Okay, we're going to ask Jesus to bless our offering for the scholarship. And you get your baskets, but let's stand and pray first. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you love us and accept us as we are, and that you use us, and that we can show your love and spread beauty in our church. All our cities and our schools, all around us, we need to reflect your love for people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.